Tere.
Tere.
Head hinga, Miss Päeva.
Happy Sabbath.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having us here.
Aitäh, et olete meid siia kutsunud.
This church brings a lot of memories for us.
See kiritub meie jaoks väga palju mälestusi.
When we came to Estonia last year, we came here during the Christmas thing, I think. Youth New Year celebration.
Kui me eelmine aasta Eestisse tulime, siis me tulime siia Tartu kirikusse uueks aastaks.
And it was very new to us and this church was we were here at night time I think that one.
Et kõik oli meie jaoks väga uus ja siis me olime õhtul siin.
But the thing that I cannot forget is during the fireworks display somewhere there. Where's the city?
Aga üks asi mis mul on alati meeles et ilutulestiku ajal sel linna pool.
I was almost hit by a firecracker.
Peaaegu sain ilutulestikuga pihta.
The firecracker went under and it exploded somewhere else.
Ja ta läks mu jalgade vahelt läbi ja siis kuskil minu seljadega plahvatas.
So that was a very fiery welcome for Estonia.
Ja see oli väga selline tuline tervitus Eesti poolt.
Now, we've been here for more than a year now.
Me oleme siin nüüd olnud üle aasta juba.
And we learned a lot from, you know, the culture and everything. It took us a while to learn it.
Ja nüüdseks oleme juba päris palju õppinud kultuuri kohta, aga see võttis päris palju aega alguses.
Now we've been just talking in the car with Elroy and Heli and you know the rest Marvin and Daniel
that siin rääkisime autos, et
because when we came if you go to the bus stop, we were surprised that the bus stop is very tiny. And there are only two people inside and then there are many people outside like a meter apart or something.
Et me rääkisime siin autos, et kui siia saabuda, siis bussipeatused on väga väiksed, et paar inimest on seal bussipeatuses sees, aga enamus inimesed on seal kuskil meetrite kaugusel üksteisest.
And then we went to the SEB bank because that's my bank.
Ja siis me läksime panka.
My account is no, I'm not going to tell you my account. Anyway, I went inside the bank.
Me läksime panka.
And my wife and I realized there's something wrong in this room.
Ja siis me naisega mõtlesime, et midagi on selles ruumis viga.
Have you seen these single chairs that attach to each other like tiny chairs?
Kas te olete näinud neid toole, mis üksteise kõrval on?
And we thought, wow, Estonians are very orderly people because it seems that everything is in order.
Ja siis me mõtlesime, et eestlased on väga sellised korralikud inimesed, et kõik on korralikult reas.
Because we noticed that someone is sitting there, then there's a vacant seat, someone is sitting vacant, someone is sitting vacant.
Ja siis me märkisime seda, et inimesed istusid niimoodi, et ühe tooli peal istus inimene, siis oli tühi koht, siis istus jälle inimene, siis oli tühi koht, siis istus jälle inimene.
And then we didn't realize that it's sort of a silent code here or something, silent law or something.
Ja siis me ei teanudki alguses, et see on tegelikult selline salajane seadus põhimõtteliselt.
And so for the first few months we just Hannah and I every time we go to the bank we didn't notice it we just sit next to each other and next to someone is like hello.
Ja siis alguses me tegime niimoodi et kui me kuskil läksime siis me lihtsalt istusime kellegi kõrvale ja me ei pannud seda seadust tähelegi.
And people in the bank were like what is you?
Ja siis inimesed kes meie kõrval siis olid väga üllatunud mõtlesin mis me teeme nüüd.
So now every time we go to a room
Nii et nüüd iga kord, kui me kuskile tuppa sisse lähme,
we stop and look around.
Me kõigepealt peatume ja vaatame ringi.
Someone is sitting, vacant, someone is sitting. Okay, I'll sit, one chair, I'll sit there. Hannah, you sit that way.
Ja siis nüüd, kui me kuskile lähme, siis vaatame, et keegi istub, tühi koht, keegi istub, ja siis vaatame, et jätame tühja koha ja siis istume.
So it is a very interesting experience, especially in the missionary work here.
Nii et see on väga huvitav kogemus, eriti arvestades seda missiooni tööd.
Now I would like to thank the Compass Church for coming and doing an amazing job. Oh my goodness, praise the Lord for Lisa's leadership in this Compass Church. They're growing rapidly, I mean like literally every Saturday.
Ja ma tahaks väga tänada Compassi kogudust, kes siin on, kes väga kiiresti kasvab. Iga kord on neil uued inimesed kirikus.
Now at Tervi Elu Keskus there are two worships going on.
Praegu Tervi Elu Keskuses toimub kaks jumala teenistust.
The Compass Church and the International Church.
Compassi kiriku teenistus ja rahvusvahelise kiriku teenistus.
And I brought some of my brothers from different mothers here.
Ma tõin mõned oma vennad siis ka siia kaasa.
And so every Saturday, you know, from now, starting last Saturday, we're going to have it every Saturday.
Nii et alates eelmisest laupäevast on meil teenistused iga laupäev.
We call it Tallinn International Seventh-day Adventist Church, something like that.
Me kutsume seda siis Tallinna rahvusvaheliseks 7. päeva adventistide kirikuks.
So I'm glad that these brothers of ours came to join us today.
Mul on hea meel, et mu sõbrad siis tulid ka täna kaasa siia.
And I would like to request one thing. Can someone, while I'm preaching, can someone take some photos? I don't want to be famous. It's just... You know, as missionaries, we move from different countries to the other.
Nii et ma tahaks väikse palve teilt paluda, et kui ma nüüd tutvustan, et kas keegi võiks pilti teha. Ma ei taha küll kuulsaks saada, aga kuna ma olen missionär ja liigun ringis, ma tahan, et see oleks jäädvustatud.
And so we make sure that every time we go and visit the church, we have memories to bring with us wherever we go.
Nii et iga kord, kui ma lähen kuskile kirikusse, siis ma tahan, et mul jääks sellest mingisugune mälestus.
So don't get me wrong, I don't want to be famous. I'm already famous anyway.
Nii, tärge muretsega, ma ei taha kuulsaks saada.
That was a joke. okay. Can you close your eyes for like a few seconds? I'm not joking, like close your eyes right now.
Ja kõigepealt palun sulgege oma silmad paariks sekundiks.
And try to grab someone neck. No, don't grab. Just close your eyes.
Nii, sulgege lihtsalt silmad.
Now open it.
Ja nüüd tehke lahti.
Do you like it?
Kas teile meeldis see?
Is it easy to close your eyes?
Kas oli kerge silmi kinni panna?
Just for a few seconds, but do you think you can see it's total blindness for the next 2 years?
Kas te, mis te arvate, kui te ei näeks mitte midagi kahe aasta jooksul?
What do you think?
Mis te arvate, kuidas te tunneks?
It's not easy not to see.
Kas oleks kerge mitte näha?
Now my ankle, one of my ankles is totally blind.
Üks minu oludest on täielikult pime.
He used to see before, but something happened to his eyes and he can't see now.
Ta varem nägi, aga siis midagi juhtus ta silmadega ja nüüd ta enam ei näe.
I saw him deteriorate every day, you know, getting worse and worse.
Ja ma nägin, kuidas tal silma nägimine läks hullemaks iga päevaga.
And so finally one day he was walking on, you know, in the house and he couldn't see anything at all.
Ja siis üks päev ta kõndiski majas ringi ja ta ei näinud absoluutselt mitte midagi.
That's what we're going to talk today about blind Bartimaeus.
Ja täna me sellest räägime pimedast Bartimaeusest.
Yeah, let's call him Bart.
Kutsume teda lihtsalt Bartiks.
It's more modern.
See on rohkem siuke tänapäevane nimi.
Now, physical blindness is the most difficult thing that could happen to someone.
Füüsiline pimedus on üks raskematest asjadest, mis võib kellegiga juhtuda.
No, but let me tell you today, this morning, my friends, brothers and sisters in this church.
Aga las ma räägin teile midagi.
That the most horrible thing that could happen to a Christian if you are spiritually blind.
Et kõige hullem asi, mis võib tegelikult kristlasega juhtuda, on hoopis vaimulik pimedus.
Now I would mention later on that there's a lot of church members, there's a lot of Christians who's been coming to church for a long time but still blind.
On olemas tegelikult väga palju kirikuliikmeid, kes tulevad kirikusse juba aastaid, aga nad on ikka veel pimedad.
Maybe we hear a sermon that the blindness refers to the people who haven't found God yet.
Ja me kuuleme selliseid jutlusi, kus räägitaksegi siis nendest inimestest, kes ei ole veel valgust leidnud.
No, I'm talking about us here.
Aga ma räägin tegelikult meist endast.
The blind
me
people,
pimedad.
The blind Christians in the church.
Me pimedad kristlased kirikus.
Now if you have your Bibles with you, please open it with me in the book of Mark chapter 10.
Kui teil on piiblit kaasas, siis avage Markuse 10.
Mark chapter 10 and you go to verse 46.
Markuse 10 ja salm 46.
Are you there?
Kas jõudsite kohale?
Okay, I always forget that we are in Estonia, you know, you don't expect people to respond properly.
Mul läheb kogu aeg meelest ära, et me oleme siin Eestis ja inimesed ei vastagi, kui midagi küsitakse.
Okay, let me read. Let's go to verse 46.
Aga lähme salmi 46.
Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd.
Ja nad tulid Jerikusse ja kui Jeesus ja jüngrid koos üsna suure rahva hulgaga.
They were leaving the city, a blind man Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside begging.
Ja kui ta koos üsna suure rahva hulgaga Jerikust välja läksid, istus tee ääres pime kerjus Bartimeus, Timeuse poeg.
Verse 47, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth,
ja kui see kuulis, et Jeesus Naatsaretlane on seal,
he began to shout.
Hakkas ta karjuma.
He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Jeesus, Taaveti poeg, halasta minu peale.
Did he say Jesus?
Kas ta ütles lihtsalt Jeesus?
No, he said, son of David, that was a title. It wasn't a name, it was a title.
Ei, ta ütles Jeesus Taaveti poeg, mis on nagu mingisugune tiitel.
Verse 48.
Ja salm 48.
This is one of the worst verses in the Bible.
See on üks hullematest salmidest üldse piiblis.
You know why? Because according here, many rebuked him and told him to shut up, to be quiet.
See on sellepärast, et väga paljud sõitlesid teda, et ta vaikiks.
But look at the faith of this guy right here.
Aga vaata selle mehe usku.
When people told him to shut up, he shouted even more, son of David, have mercy on me.
Aga kui tema peale karjuti, et ta vaikiks, siis karjus tema veelgi enam. Taaveti poeg, halasta minu peale.
Now this story happened when Jesus was leaving, getting out of Jericho.
Ja see juhtus siis, kui Jeesus lahkus Jerikost.
And they saw this blind beggar, Bartimeus, begging on the street.
Ja nad nägid sellist lihtsalt kerjust, pimedat kerjust täna ääres.
Jericho is a very important city.
Jeriko on väga tähtis linn.
Now in the olden times it was called the city of refuge.
Kunagi kutsuti seda põgenemise linnaks.
And this city is very productive and it's industrious and people go there to take refuge from something.
Ja inimesed tihti põgenesid sinna linna.
Now Jericho holds two world records.
Jerikul on kaks maailma rekordit.
It is the lowest city on earth. It's like, let me check the numbers, 800 feet below sea level. That's the lowest city on earth.
See on üks maailma kõige, või tähendab maailma kõige madalam linn, et on kõige madalamal veepinnast allpool siis.
And the second record?
Ja teine rekord
is the oldest city. And they have the archaeologists, all the evidences that they were able to unearth, that it was indeed the oldest city on earth.
Ja teine rekord on see, et see on maailma kõige vanem linn.
Who was Bartimeus?
Kes oli Bartimeus?
Now, in the language studies, they have what we call patronymics. I don't know what it's standing for, but it calls patronymics.
On selline väljend.
Like for example, you will know who the father was based on their name.
On selline väljend inglise keeles, mille põhjal siis saab inimese nimest teada, kes ta isa on.
Like for example, Richardson.
Näiteks selline nimi nagu Richardson.
Like for example in Spanish,
nagu näiteks hispaani keeles.
We have what we call Martinez.
On siuke nimi nagu Martinez.
Son of Martin. No, not Martin right there, but just an example. Son of Martin.
Näiteks, et Martinez on Martini poeg.
Rodriguez, son of Rodrigo.
Rodriguez on Rodrigo poeg.
Now in Hebrew,
Hebrea keeles,
he would add a prefix bar before the name, like for example, Barabbas.
Nad liitsid siis sellise eesliite nagu bar nime ette.
Bar Abba means father, so son of the father.
Bar Abbas, bar on see eeslide, Abbas on isa, ehk siis isa poeg.
And the name Bartimeus, it means son of, not bar,
ja,
not
ehk siis,
son of bar.
Bartimeus, mida
son
see tähendab?
Son of Timeus.
See tähendab, et Bartimeus on Timeuse poeg.
Now, there are three B's in Bartimeus' life.
On kolm.
Three B, letter B's.
On kolm B tähte. Bartimeuse elus.
Now according to some theologians, the name Bartimeus stands for unclean.
Mõndade teoloogide järgi Bartimeuse nimi tähendab ebapuhas.
Now my name Delfred is actually a patronymic.
Minu nimi Delfred on ka samasuguse liitega.
When you say Delfred, it's the son of Adelaida and Alfredo.
Kui öelda Delfred, see on siis Alfredo ja
Because my mother's
poeg.
Name is Adelaida, so they took Del, and my father Alfredo, they took Fred, and so they were able to make one of the best names in the world, Delfred.
Nii et nad võtsid minu ema nimest Del ja minu isa nimest Fred, siis minu nimeks saigi Delfred.
The second B in the life of Bartimaeus.
Teine B, mis on Bartimeuse elus.
He was a beggar.
Ta oli kirjus, ehk siis inglise keeles algab see ka B tähega.
Are there a lot of beggars in Tartu or something?
Kas Tartus on väga eriti kirjuseid?
Because in some other countries we visited in the Philippines or some other places, you can see a lot of beggars on the streets.
Sest mõnes teises riigis, nagu näiteks Filippiinides, seal on väga palju kirjuseid tänavatel.
They sleep on the street, they eat on the street, they do everything on the streets.
Nad magavad tänavatel, nad süüvad tänavatel, nad teevad kõike tänavatel.
So Bartimaeus is a poor man.
Nii et Bartimeus on vaene mees.
And the third B in Bartimeus' life is Bartimeus is not just a beggar, but he was a blind beggar.
Ja kolmas B Bartimeus elus on see, et oli pime. Inglise keeles algab ka B tähega. Ehk siis ta ei olnud lihtsalt pime, vaid ta oli ka pime kirjus.
Now there's a lot of blind people who are rich. Someone takes care of them.
On palju pimedaid inimesi, kes on rikkad, nende eest hoolitsetakse.
But Bartimeus is a blind, poor beggar.
Aga Bartimeus on vaene, pime kirjus.
And Bartimeus heard about Jesus.
Ja Bartimeus kuulis Jeesusest.
And Bartimeus heard that this man named Jesus could heal sickness.
Ja ta kuulis, et on selline mees nagu Jeesus, kes saab teha terveks.
Bartimaeus could not see, but these blind people sort of their senses, their sense of smell, their sense of hearing, and their sense of touch increases when they lost their sight.
Ja kuigi pimedaid ei näe, siis nende teised meeled nagu kuulmine või lõhnatundmine on palju tugevam.
So while he was begging on the street, he could hear these rumors that someone is coming to Jericho, the man named Jesus.
Nii et kui ta seal tänaval kerres, siis ta kuulis kuidagi, et kuskilt kaugelt tuleb keegi inimene, kelle nimi on Jeesus.
And the news is getting louder and louder and louder each day and the excitement in his heart grew.
Ja sõnumid sellest tulevad iga päevaga järjest lähemale ja lähemale.
And he was thinking, this is my chance, this is the only man who could save me and heal me and no one else.
Ja siis ta mõtles, et nüüd ongi minu võimalus, et siit tuleb ainuke mees, kes mind üldse päästa ja terveks suudab teha.
One day he went to the city and begged.
Siis ta läks üks päev linna ja kerjas.
Doing his thing.
Tegi oma asja.
And suddenly he heard a commotion.
Ja järsku ta siis kuuliski mingisugust lärmi.
And so he tried to stand up and he was like, excuse me.
Ja siis ta üritas püsti tõusta ja küsida, et
he's trying to grab someone and say, excuse me, what's going on, what's this commotion about?
Tõusis püsti ja üritas inimestelt küsida, et mis toimub, et miks nii lärmakas on siin.
And someone said, Jesus is coming.
Ja keegi ütles, et no Jeesus hakkab tulema siia poole.
And Bartimaeus probably said, Jesus, is this the guy that they said that who could heal?
Ja siis ta küsis, et noh, Jeesus, et kas see on see tüüp, kes saab terveks teha?
Now I can imagine that Bartimaeus, when he heard the name Jesus, there was a smile on his face, like, this is my chance to get healed.
Ja siis ma kujutan ette, et kui Bartimaeus seda kuulis ja Jeesus jõudis lähemale, siis ta mõtles, et nüüd ongi minu võimalus, et ma saan terveks.
But when he heard the crowd, there was so noisy, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands.
Ja kui ta kuulis seda rahva hulka ja see oli nii lärmakas, seal oli võibolla sadu, võibolla isegi tuhandeid inimesi.
His smile turned into sadness because he thought, Jesus is here. But yeah, how can I get to him? I'm blind.
Ja siis tema naeratus kadus ära ja ta mõtles, et Jeesus on küll nii lähedal, et kuidas ma tema nii jõuan, ta on nii kaugel.
Now I would like you to point out that before we go further, there were two cries that Bartimaeus did.
Ja enne kui me edasi lähme, siis ma tuletan meelde, et on kaks karjat, mida siis Bartimaeus tegi.
How many cries?
Mitu korda ta karjus?
Kaks.
Kaks korda.
Yeah, thank you. Two cries.
Kaks korda karjus.
Verse 47, he said, ja, Jesus of Nazareth.
Ja salmist 47 ütleb, et Jeesus Naatsaretlane.
He began to cry, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Jeesus Taaveti poeg, halasta minu peale.
Now let me ask you a question, my brothers, right here.
Nii ma küsin teilt ühe küsimuse.
Don't look down.
Ärge vaadake maha.
Don't look to the side.
Ärge vaadake kõrvale.
When Bartimaeus called Jesus the first time, did Jesus answer their call? Yes or no?
kui kõigepealt Bartimeos hüüdis Jeesuse poole, kas Jeesus kõigepealt vastas?
Nope, he didn't.
Ei, ta ei vastanud.
Did Jesus hear the call?
Kas Jeesus kuulis seda karjat?
Yes or no?
Ja või ei?
Of course he did.
Ja, muidugi ta kuulis.
He even knew before he came to Jericho that someone wants to be healed.
Ta isegi teadis seda enne, kui ta Jerikosse jõudis, et ta tahab, et keegi tahab, et teda terveks tehakse.
Because the first cry of Bartimaeus was sort of an experimental cry.
Sest et Bartimaeuse esimene karje oli selline eksperimentaalne karje.
Now in the biblical terms we call it the cry from the head.
Piibli kohaselt võime sellist karjat kutsuda karja, mis tuli tema peast.
It wasn't a cry from the heart.
See ei olnud hüüdmine südamest.
Have you tried talking to God? We're not sure really if he answers us, but anyway we will just pray.
Kas te olete niimoodi kunagi palvetanud, et ei ole päris kindlalt, kas Jumal vastab teile, aga noh, igaks juhuks ikka palvetate?
Yep, have you tried praying without even conviction and sincerity and you even doubt that if God will answer your prayers?
Kas te olete palvetanud niimoodi, et teil tegelikult mingit siirust ei ole ja te isegi ei tea, kas Jumal üldse vastab teile?
So Bartimaeus was just trying first like, oh, so many people, let me try. Son of David, have mercy on me.
Et kõigepealt ta siis natukene hüüdis, et Jumala poeg või Taaveti poeg halast mu peale.
Nothing happened.
Aga mitte midagi ei juhtunud.
In fact, people told him to shut up.
Hoopis juhtus nii, et inimesed ütleks, et ta vait oleks.
Shut up.
Tasa, ole tasa.
You know, he's busy. He's so many people. He won't come to you. You're a beggar.
Vaata, tal on nii kiire, et ega ta sinu juurde ei tule, sa oled mingi kerjus.
Now Bartimaeus has two choices here.
Nii et Bartimaeusel on kaks võimalust siin.
The first choice is he could listen to the crowd and get this carriage and go away.
Üks asi oli see, et ta oleks võinud kuulata seda rahva hulka ja lihtsalt ära minna.
Or he won't give up and cried even louder and he chose to cry louder.
Või siis teine võimalus on see, et ta oleks lihtsalt kõvemini karjunud ja tema valis selle teise võimaluse.
And with a cry of desperation and with a cry of hopelessness and with a cry of faith he said, Son! Of David, have mercy on me.
Ja oma lootuses ja samas ka oma usus ta karjus, Jumal, ei, Taaveti poeg, halasta mu peale.
And according to the record, Jesus stopped what he was doing and Jesus stood still.
Ja viibis on kirjas, et Jeesus peatus ja ta seisis paigal.
Now I think this is what we should do as Christians, aren't we?
Ma arvan, see on see, mida me peaksime ka kristlastena tegema.
That we should call the name of the Lord because there is power in the name of Jesus.
Me peaksime hüüdma Jumala poole sellepärast, et Jeesuse nimes on võime.
This is what we're going to do as Christians. People will discriminate you. People will bully you at school because, oh, you're a Christian or you're weird. The more people will bully us, the more we cling to Jesus.
Ja võib juhtuda niimoodi, et teid kiusatakse taga ja kiusatakse, aga mida rohkem neid kiusatakse, siis seda rohkem peaksite hoidma Jeesusest kinni.
Now, do you know what a lifeguard is? The one who saves people on the beach?
Teate, kes on elupäästjad?
When I was in Melbourne, people are lying on the beach and swimming and thousands and hundreds of people there with lifeguards around.
Et randades on sellised inimesed, kes siis päästavad teid.
And someone asked a lifeguard and he said, how could you distinguish... There's a lot of noise around, hundreds of people. How could you distinguish a call of help?
Ja siis ühelt küsiti seal rannas, et nii palju lärmi on siin rannas, et kuidas te saate aru, et kui keegi hakkab uppuma või kui kellegil midagi juhtub?
And you know what the lifeguard said?
Ja teate, mis ta ütles või?
It's easy.
Ta ütles, et see on väga kerge.
Yeah, you could hear hundreds of noises from people around.
Loomulikult võid sa kuulda igasugust lärmi enda ümber.
But a desperate call of help is very distinguishable. You can extremely distinguish it.
Aga kui keegi päriselt karjub appi, siis seda on väga kerge ära tunda.
That's work with Jesus too.
See toimib Jeesusega ka.
There's a lot of noise in this world.
On väga palju lärmi siin maailmas.
Business here, business there, a lot of things doing around things of this world, doing a lot of things and it's too noisy.
Igasuguseid asju tehakse siin maailmas ja siin on hästi palju lärmi.
But listen to this. God hears a desperate, sincere call in faith.
Aga teate, mis Jumal kuuleb appikarjat, kui see on siiralt usus hüütud.
How desperate are we in need of Jesus?
Kui palju vajame meie Jeesust?
Are we desperate enough to call Jesus if we are in need?
Kas me vajame piisavalt Jeesust, et poole hüüda?
Now I want you to make up this point right here. The first point that we would like to drive. Jesus said, call that blind man and let him come to me.
Ja Jeesus ütles, et minge selle keruse juurde ja laske tal minu juurde tulla.
In verse 50.
Ja salmis 50.
I'm just paraphrasing here.
Ma parafraseerin.
Verse 50 it says, when God called him to come to him, he cast his garment away and came to Jesus.
Ja kui Jeesus käskis kutsuda kerjus enda juurde, siis ta viskas oma kuue maha ja läkski Jeesuse juurde.
Now, do you understand what happens here?
Kas sa saate aru, mis siin juhtub?
Can we look at the words, the verse, word for word and analyze it?
Vaatame neid sõna-sõnalt ja üritame analüüsida.
What did he do before he came to Jesus?
Mis ta tegi enne, kui ta Jeesuse juurde läks?
He threw his old garment away.
Ta viskas oma vana kuue ära.
What does it mean?
Mida see tähendab?
He threw his past behind him with faith. They say, no, I'm not a blind beggar anymore. I will be healed. I can see I'm a new person.
Ja mida ta tegi? Ta viskas oma vana kuue ära. Ta viskas oma mineviku enda selja taha. Ja mõtles, et minust saab uus mees, minust saab nägija.
Now let me ask you another question, my brothers, right here.
Ja ma tahan teilt küsida küsimuse.
When did Bartimaeus throw his cloak, his garment? Was it before he was healed or after he was healed?
Ja ma tahaks küsida, et millal viskas Bartimaeus oma kuue seljast? Kas enne kui teda tehti terveks või pärast teda?
Before he was healed.
Enne seda kui ta terveks tehti.
That was a move of faith.
See oli selline usu tegu.
That garment is all he has.
See oli ainuke asi, mis tal oli.
He covered it for himself and he eats there for comfort and everything. That's all he has.
See kuub oli põhimõtteliselt ainuke asi, mis ta oli. See oli temaga kogu aeg.
It was sticky.
See oli võibolla natukene rapane.
It was heavy.
See oli natukene raske.
Filthy.
Must.
And smelly.
Ja ilmselt haises ka.
Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, if you want to come to Jesus,
aga vennad jääd, kui te tahate Jeesuse juurde tulla,
and accept him as your personal savior,
ja võtta tema oma isiklikuks päästjaks,
you have to throw your old self behind.
Siis peate oma vana mina selja taha viskama.
Throw your past behind.
Peate oma mineviku selja taha jätma.
You cannot serve Jesus while clinging to your old self, your old habits and your old sins. You cannot do that.
Te ei saa Jeesust aksepteerida, kui te veel hoiate kinni oma vanast minast.
The Bible said you cannot serve two masters.
Piibel ütleb, et te ei saa kahte isandat teenida.
Bartimaeus threw his only possession because he wants to be a new individual. He left his past behind.
Ja Bartimaeus viskas oma ainukes asja, mis tal oli maha, sest ta tahtis olla uus inimene.
Now unfortunately some of our Christians,
kahjuks mõned meie kristlased,
they've been in the church for a long time.
Nad on olnud kirikus päris pikalt.
God healed him, now they can see.
Jumal parandas ära ja nüüd nad näevad.
But they are still keeping their old garment with them.
Aga nad hoiavad ikkagi oma vanast kuuest kinni.
They can see now they're healed, they're with Jesus.
Nad näevad nüüd ja nad on terveks tehtud, nad saavad olla Jeesusega.
But they are still keeping their old habits with them, with their garment. I don't want to let it go. It's so nice. I love this sin. I love doing it. But I want to serve God at the same time.
Aga nad hoiavad ikkagi veel oma vanadest harjumustest kinni. Nad hoiavad ikka oma vanast kuuest kinni. Nad mõtlevad, et ma tahan ikkagi sellest patust kinni hoida.
Just a thought. I'll give you just a thought. What if?
Ja mul on üks väike mõte teile.
When Jesus healed Bartimaeus,
mis siis oleks olnud, kui Jeesus oleks parandanud ära Bartimeuse?
After God healed him, he still kept his garment with him and went back to his seat where he used to beg, but now he can see. Just for a thought.
Mis siis oleks juhtunud, kui ta oleks läinud Jeesuse juurde, Jeesus oleks ta terveks teinud ja ta oleks oma kuuest ikkagi kinni hoidnud ja oleks tagasi oma tänaväärale läinud ja uuesti kerjama hakanud.
What do you think the people around would think?
Mida oleks need inimesed ümber mõelnud?
What do you think Jesus would feel? I just healed you.
Mida oleks Jeesus mõelnud? Ma just tegin su terveks.
But then he grabbed his garment again and he went back to his seat and begged again. Now he can see and but he still wants to be a beggar.
Et mis siis oleks olnud, kui ta oleks ikkagi oma kuuest kinni hoidnud ja nägijana tagasi läinud sinna tänaväärde ja kerjanud?
Now it must be a silly thought, but a lot of Christians are doing that today.
See on küll veidi naljakas mõte, aga paljud kristlased tänapäeval teevad seda.
Now they've been in the church for a long time. In fact, some of them are born in the church.
Nad on olnud kirikus kaua, mõned on isegi sündinud kirikus.
They accepted Christ as their personal savior. They completely changed their lives behind them.
Nad on võtnud Jeesuse vastu oma päästjana.
But they still look the same.
Aga nad ikkagi näevad samasugused välja.
They're not blind anymore, but they want to pretend, they act like blind, they act like they're still a beggar, they're still holding on to their old garment.
Nad on küll nägijaks tehtud, aga nad ikkagi tahavad hoida oma vanast kuuest kinni, nad ei taha sellest lahti lasta.
Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus said, come unto me.
Venned ja et Kristuses, Jeesus ütles, tulge minu juurde.
Those who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Need, kellel on koorem seljas, ma annan teile rahu.
Leave your addictions behind.
Jätke oma halvad harjumised, sõltumised selja taha.
Leave your guilt behind.
Jätke oma süüdunne selja taha.
Leave your darling sins that you love the most behind.
Jätke oma kallid patud selja taha.
You cannot serve God and hold on to your sins and hold on to your old filthy garment. You cannot do that.
Te ei saa Jumalat teenida ja samal ajal hoida oma räpasest kuuest kinni.
The next thing I want to see now is verse 51.
Ja ma tahaks veel lugeda salmi 51.
Now listen to me.
Kuulake mind.
Every one of you here.
Iga üks teist siin.
This is a very important verse.
See on väga tähtis salm.
Jesus asked him.
Jeesus päris temalt.
Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you?
Bartimaeus, mida sa tahad, et ma sulle teeksin?
Can you understand this question?
Kas sa saate sellest küsimusest aru?
Brothers and sisters in Christ today, Jesus is passing by.
Vennad ja et Kristuses, Jeesus läheb mööda.
Right now he's here.
Praegusel hetkel on ta siin.
Because the Bible said whenever one or two are gathered in my name, I am here.
Sest Piibel ütleb, et kui üks või kaks on kogunenud minu nimel, siis mina olen ka siin.
Jesus is here right now.
Jeesus on praegusel hetkel siin.
And all of you here, he is asking each one, a single one, every one of you right here today, what do you want me to do for you?
Ja ta küsib iga ühelt teilt, et mida te tahate, et ma teie jaoks teeksin?
I'm not joking around. I'm not playing around here.
Ma ei tee praegu mingit nalja.
If it makes you uncomfortable, I don't care.
Kui see tekitab teile ebamugavust, siis mind ei huvita.
That's what happened to Christians. Troubles come and we're too comfortable.
Sest nii juhtub kristlastega. Me tunneme ennast üldiselt liiga mugavalt.
Now, all of us here right now, single, old people, children, young, youth, I don't care. I want you to dig deep into your soul. Right now, Jesus is here. He is asking, what do you want me to do for you?
Ükskõik, mis vanuses me siin oleme, kas lapsed või vanurid, Jeesus küsib iga ühe käest, et mida sa tahad, et ma sinu jaoks teeksin.
Now I forget about shoes, forget about cars, forget about houses, nice. No, it's not what I'm talking about.
Ärge mõelge praegu kingadest või ilusatest autodest või uutest majadest. See ei ole see, millest ma praegu räägin.
Let me repeat.
Las ma kordan.
What do you want Jesus to do for you?
Mida sa tahad, et Jeesus sinu jaoks teeks?
Do you know the story?
Kas te teate seda lugu?
Jesus healed Bartimaeus.
Jeesus tegi Bartimeuse terveks.
The second cry, God heard him. And when God heard him, God helped him and healed him. There are three H.
Ja teise karja ajal siis Jeesus kuulis teda. Jeesus tegi ta terveks.
If you call to Jesus with faith,
kui te Jeesus poole hüüate usus,
God will hear you. God will help you and he will heal you whatever sickness you have today right now.
Siis Jeesus kuuleb teid, Jeesus teeb terveks ja Jeesus aitab teid ükskõik milles.
Now one of the nicest verses that I read in the story is in verse 50.
Ja üks ilusamatest salmidest minu arust selles loos on salm 50.
After Bartimeus received his sight, what did he do?
Pärast seda, kui Bartimeus sai oma nägemise tagasi, mis ta tegi?
He followed Jesus.
Siis ta läks Jeesusega kaasa.
Do you know the weight of this verse right here?
Teate, kui raske see salm, see 52. Salm on?
After he was healed, he followed Jesus.
Kui ta sai oma nägemise tagasi, siis ta läks Jeesusega kaasa.
How many of us, when we are sick, we know when we are sick, we are dying, we have problems, we have difficulties in life.
Kui palju meist, et kui me oleme haiged, kui meil on raskused elus.
And we call upon Jesus, Lord, please heal me, please help me, you know, I need help.
Siis me tihti hüüame Jumala poole, et Jeesus teemu terveks, Jeesus aita mind.
No, if you help me, I will follow you, I will be faithful to you, I will not do this again, you know, I will be a good Christian.
Ja kui sa ma terveks teed, siis ma hakkan sind järgima ja minust saab hea kristlane.
And when God heals you, boom.
Ja siis kui Jeesus teeb su terveks,
you're back to your old ways.
Siis lähed tagasi ma vana elu juurde.
But it's not what happened to Bartimaeus.
Aga see ei ole see, mis Bartimeusega juhtus.
After God healed him, Bartimaeus followed God.
Kui Jeesus tegi ta terveks, siis Bartimeus läks Jeesusele järele.
Hey, Bart.
Noh, kuule, Bart.
We're all Bartimaeus here in our own right.
Me oleme kõik põhimõtteliselt Bartimeused oma moodi.
In some way or another.
Ühel viisel või teisel.
We are blinded by sin, we are blinded by lust, we are blinded by a lot of things of this world.
Paljud maailma asjad ja paljud patud teevad meid pimedaks.
Now, whatever you're suffering today, right now, young people, adults, I don't care, whatever you're suffering right now, God can heal you.
Ükskõik, mis teile praegusel hetkel haiget teeb, Jumal võib teid terveks teha.
Now, Jesus has the answers to your problems.
Jumalal on kõik vastused teie probleemidele.
Actually, sorry, let me change that phrase.
Las ma teen selle fraasi ümber.
Jesus doesn't have the answers to your problem.
Jeesusel ei ole vastuseid teie muredele.
Because he is the only answer to your problem.
Vaid tema on hoopis ainukene vastus teie muredele.
You're very quiet.
Te olete väga vaiksed.
It only means two things.
Mis tähendab ainult kahte asja.
You understand it or not.
Te kas saate sellest aru või te lihtsalt ei saa sellest aru.
But as I hope and pray that all of us have issues here.
Aga kuna kõikidel on siin mingisugused mured.
All of us have struggles in life.
Kõigil on mingisugused raskused.
No one is perfect.
Keegi ei ole täiuslik.
Some struggle financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever it is.
Mõndadel on finantsilised või füüsilised või vaimulikud mured.
But all I can say.
Aga see, mida ma öelda saan.
If you give them all to Jesus.
Kui te kõik Jeesuse kätte annate.
He can heal you.
Siis tema saab teid terveks teha.
Now I prepared a song today entitled sang by Matt Redman.
Mul on teile täna üks laul.
I haven't sung it before by myself because it's a praise song.
Ma ei ole seda ette saatnud, see on selline ülistuslaul.
But this is a very personal song for me, especially now we are in Estonia.
Aga see on väga isiklik laul mul, eriti siin Eestis.
All the struggles that we were doing in our missionary work, we just want to praise God that, you know, he's done so much for us.
Kõik meie raskused selles missionary töös, et ikkagi tahan tänada Jumalat, et on nii palju teinud mu heaks.
So I hope that you'll be blessed by the song. The song is 10,000 Reasons.
See laulu nimi on 10,000 põhjust.
So if you could make the microphone a little bit of an echo so that my voice is a little bit used now, so that would help me not to exert a bit more if there's a little bit of a... Thank you.
Nii et siis tuleb üks laul.
Thank you. lies before me. Let me see till the evening comes. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Rich in love. And you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. Let me see till the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Oh, yeah, feels like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord. Worship your holy name. Oh, feels like never before. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the angels are near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years, and then forevermore. I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. I worship your holy name. Oh, yeah. Feels like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name.